I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone and welcome to a special episode of Text Message. This week we're still on our Christmas and New Year breaks, so we'll return next weekend, all being well. Instead, we've got something a bit fun for you. Over 2017, Ian and I got pretty good at doing the show as if it was done live, and in fact we do now let our Patreon backers listen to us record the show live. So very little tends to get cut out of the final edit, but some things do get cut, and they're often quite amusing, at least to us. So rather than leave these clips on the cutting room floor, we normally stitch some of them each week to the end of our extended Patreon show. And this week, we've made a little digest of some, but not all, of our favourites. In addition, at the end of the episode, there's an entire discussion that was cut from a recent show for reasons of time, so nobody's heard that. I decided it was too much of a side point compared to the main topic, which was already only loosely a tech story, the one about dating sites in the UK using real names. But it was Christmas, and we'd probably had a beer, and it seemed like a good idea. So that's in here too. Also in here, you'll hear my brother, Andy, discover a handmade poster I'd created as a child when I was trying to form a boy band. We were recording the episode at our parents' house before Christmas, and the cubbyhole we were using to tape it in turned out to be a treasure trove of our old possessions. So if this is the first episode of ours you're listening to, maybe listen to one of the last two or three shows instead first. Honestly, we're a lot more professional than we sound in this episode, or at least we try to be. So Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks to all of you supporting us every week at patreon.com/UKTech. And hopefully you'll enjoy this show in lieu of our normal programming. See you in a week. You're listening to Text Message, the UK-focused technology podcast, with me, Nate Langson.
Oh, yeah. And me, Ian Morris.
Should we try that again, Chief?
Can do, yeah. Yeah.
We'll do that again, I think. Because you forgot that you existed for a second, and that's just embarrassing.
I did.
Yeah.
Has that been a big problem for you in the past then, Nate? A lot of posts turning up by owl?
If I had a pound for every time a barn owl careered into my bedroom window purporting to be from a listener, I would have about £4, which would be enough to clean the window from the mess the owl made on impact, but it's just a waste of owls.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrible waste of owls. They're magnificent creatures.
Beautiful creatures. They shouldn't be careering into glass.
That was good. I enjoyed
that. Yeah, it was, Ali G. Thank you, mate. Ian G.
That was a very poor impression, really. I said yo earlier, and as he said to me, what does yo mean, Dad? And I was like, oh, it's something we used to say in the 90s, or was it even the 80s?
I still say it, mate.
I still say it too, mate. Like, yeah. Why not? What's the shame in it? It's a good word.
Yeah, I hope you get lots of gifts. For the special occasion.
That's
sorry, I'm sorry, everybody.
No, that was good. That was really good.
Thank you very much.
Some of your jokes I don't like. That one was a good one.
Wah, indeed.
Wah.
That's not going to get us finished by 12, Chief. You're no. Singing.
True. Peter is a waste of space.
Well, if you agree or disagree with this lawsuit or its resulting dismissal from court, let us know, podcast@natelangson.com, and we'll very happily read our emails for or against Ian's point of view next week.
Just reading the notes you put on that story.
Yeah, I write notes in our show notes as we go through about things I need to be mindful for in the edit. I had to write a couple of quite specific ones in this. But nonetheless, a very interesting viewpoint, and hopefully...
I'll have a quick... Sorry, let me just do a quick blowing of the old trunk.
That trunk, thank Christ.
Oh my god. No, the washing machine actually broke in a way that meant it was uneconomical to fix. And the tumble dryer, I had some people who follow me on Twitter might be aware that I was having a massive, massive hate fest about the hot point thing. So they've basically got tumble dryers that catch fire. Anyway, had an engineer come out and he fixed the problem, as he said. But he was like, oh yeah, this was very close to catching fire, guys. Yeah, I was like, well, that doesn't make me feel any better.
Yeah, Daddy, no, what's this big black compact disc player? That's not a compact disc player, Jimmy. That's a vinyl. Daddy, what's a vinyl? It's something that supports the music industry in 2017.
No. Propping it up. It's not supporting anything.
I beg to differ, Chief.
Okay, mate, I'm going to get off because my ears are hurting now and Kate's probably home and I left the door open, so God knows where the cat is. And I'm sitting in my pants and I'm sweating, so it's in all ways unpleasant right now.
Yeah, let's call it a day then.
Indeed, and you can check in with Ian's Amazon Echo assistance every week here on Text Message. Next week, what Amazon can do for your bathroom visit.
You really, really failed to think of something in advance there, didn't you?
Yes.
That was clear in the wording.
Yes, just a little bit. A small amount. In fact, entirely. I had nothing to say. Anyway, the Google Home is coming. This is exciting news. Ian, a quick one here. The BBC has reported that BBC bowed. BBC? No, nope, BT indeed. The BBC reports that
two acronyms. It's not an easy one.
Yes, it's difficult. You'd have thought I'd be used to it now, 12 years.
No.
But, okay.
There are some things that are just impossible to get used to.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary.
Yes, I mean, that no one's ever going to get used to that. Because we're doing this now in such a way that we don't do the sound check, it might be that I mess up the sound levels, but I think it's okay. It looks all right.
Fix it in post.
My laugh always causes problems. I can see the spikes. Anyway.
It does. However, my compressor that I use within Logic Pro is extremely efficient at not making that incredibly problematic.
I don't know quite how much effort goes into making it sound great.
The edit takes about 4 hours.
Yeah. I mean, if it was me, I'd just chuck it all into Audacity and hope for the best. But, you know, that's the difference between you and me.
It is. One of the many. Yeah. Right. Shall we actually start the show then?
Yeah, all right.
Well, if you've got an opinion on any of the price cuts and the effect that the pound is having on products, or if you've noticed any, or if you want to have a comment on the percentages, then my goodness, do we love an email about percentage at, what's our email address? podcast@natelankson.com or tweeters.
You have to do it again. You have to do it again because I can't have it me laughing over the back of the email address.
Well, that is the one benefit of multi-tracking this program.
Oh, that
is
true. Yeah.
Is that I could have cut that out. So,
well, you still can. Just leave it.
Well, I can't now because now I've cut my sentence in half. So I'm going to have to do the whole request email again.
Well, take it as a gift because about now you won't have forgotten it.
Thanks for that, mate.
I thought that's the best time to do it, right?
It's one of the best times to do it.
Once all the talking has stopped.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, well, I don't feel very well. Anyway, right. Oh, for God's sake, I can't get my tissues in the bin either. I'm going to have a big clean up in a minute. Anyway, carry on.
This whole ecosystem and do it in the way that Apple and Samsung has been doing, and more recently Microsoft.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that. I thought you were wrapping that up as a, you know, a non-commenty end bit.
Oh, well, it probably will be in the edit. Yeah,
yeah, probably. I would say so. Fair enough.
Okay, cool. We'll skip that.
No, it's good. Your summary's good. The silence was long enough for me to think that you wanted me to say something, but I didn't have anything to say because you said
enough.
It.
I'll chop it off there.
I dropped a load of shit on the floor then.
That's okay.
Write that down. What's that? 17 minutes Ian swears about dropping stuff on the floor.
Yes, okay. 17 Ian drops a clanger.
We actually literally have a clanger here as well. Not in this room. But...
Well, I'd expect nothing less.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't pick up on my final pun there. Anything we were sent.
Oh.
Never mind. Google.
Those were really good puns. I just...
Thank you, mate.
They enrage me somehow, even though they're good.
Yeah. Well, got to do what you can, haven't you? I actually built a WAP, a WAP website at one point. No one used it.
No.
Why would you? But I had one. And what I used to do with it is I worked in a shop that frequently had no customers at one point. And then for about 18 months, actually, I worked in a factory. And what I would do is I would put scripts for my favorite TV shows onto this WAP server that I'd set up. So that I shows that I knew already quite well. And then whenever I wanted them, I could just load them over WAP because my contract included it for free.
Yeah, mine too.
And could essentially like read through the scripts as an alternative to watching the show, which is an incredibly old school way of entertaining yourself. But that's how I then started doing it for news when I ran a blog in 2004, 2005, called Text Message, which is where the name for the show came from.
Yeah.
That's what ultimately led to me getting the job at CNN.
Yeah.
And I would write for that by researching all through the day, and all that stuff was coming over WAP and a WAP server. So it worked quite well.
I was going to say to the Patreons, though, we won't hold it against you, you should say, or we won't hold anything against you, but you should then say something like, accept our bodies in a warm embrace of thanks.
I could have said that.
It's a bit creepy though, isn't it?
Well, it's just I'm covered in beans. And it would just feel a bit like a diss.
Yeah. Toodle pip.
What's wrong with toodle pip?
Nothing.
Well then. What is it? What is it?
Gold for the best man speech.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Did I write it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Read this. You put this on trees. A new pop group? Oh, yo, God. There's a new pop group in Wickersley. We're called the Cheesy What's It, and we're so ace. You're sure to love it. We do all your favourite pop tunes, and we do our own. So if there is anything you would like to ask us, no matter how big or how small, to send a letter with an SAE to this address, the Cheesy What's It, 36 The Grove, Wickersley, Robinson, York. We will reply to every letter. If you are the first to write, you win. You win a prize, .. Thanks. That is superb.
I must have formed that group after the Herb Boys.
Yeah, after the Herb Boys, but I think before Triax. Just been having a look at the Amazon page for the telescopic shoehorn, and you might be interested to know that the products related to this item are both, that I can see, those medical reacher things for old people to grasp things from the floor without having to bend down. So maybe that's something else that you can start getting into, Ian.
Yes, I mean, I'm all for it, to be honest. Anything that keeps me upright and, you know, relaxed, it's a good thing.
It's difficult being you. Just quickly, the TV I had, because you asked, it's the LG OLED 65B7, and it is stunning.
You really are an absolute git, aren't
what?
You? I would love an OLED, but
it's OLED 4K HDR, so it's got all the things. And someone asked how much. I think it's about 3,000. So
why don't you come over and kick me in the nuts as a final, you know, I've got a better TV.
What are you offering, mate?
One of the other things I thought we could talk about just on this topic before we close this section now is that we're talking about first names on profiles. Tinder is one of the companies that that uses a first name system. And Tinder published the first names of men and women that got the most right swipes, which I think means you want to meet somebody, yeah. And so that if you want to get a date on Tinder, apparently these are the five names as women that mean you're the most likely, according to their statistics: Hannah, Emma, Julia, Lauren, Emily. They're the five.
Those are just the five most generic British names. So that's just for statistics, isn't it?
Well, let's look at the five top male names: Lucas, Ryan, Matthew, Nick, and Josh.
I was surprised at Lucas in there.
Yeah, Luke in the chat room saying he was so close, but yes.
Well, Lucas is, on the whole, surely are not using Lucas, are they? Most Lucases
apparently
are Lukes.
Apparently.
Really?
Apparently so.
Okay, fair enough.
And finally, there was a study that I found that had done a kind of a look at the birth register in the UK to look at what names
what previously popular names had had zero registrations this year. So no babies with these names were recorded this year. The girls' names included Bertha, Cynthia, Janice, Anita, Marcia, and Mildred. I think that's fair enough. Like, those are not those are not names that we commonly hear on TV either. So
no.
Anita,
though. Anita surprises me slightly. But anyway, go on.
Cynthia surprises me because there's a big thing of, like, sort of quite old-fashioned names coming back, and I thought that would be one that would be more common.
I mean, yeah. Bertha's very unlikely to make
a
comeback.
Yeah, Bertha, but yeah.
Bertha? Of course I birthed her.
God's sorry. Sake.
Sounds terrible.
It's awful, isn't it? Anyway, the boys' names. So no babies at all registered with these names this year. Frank, Ricky, Roger, and Ian.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Stephen in the Discord is asking, what, no Donald? No, apparently there were some Donalds.
Well, I'd say it's quite... Do you know, did you watch Have I Got News For You? Because they revealed that, I think it was in 2016, there were no babies given the name Ian.
It's 2 years in a row then.
So this, well, no, but I mean that's not that's just that's not registrations generally, is it? Is it is actually whatever it's called, the birth certificate registrations? Right, I see.
Yeah. Okay. John's asking in Discord, what's wrong with Ian? Well, where do you start? petulant. He's frequently frustrated. But he's a beautiful human, and I love him dearly.
I suppose it's just had its day. I mean, it was probably a popular name when I was a baby. My parents incidentally named me Ian because my mum particularly didn't want a name that could be shortened. So my sister is called Jill, and I'm called Ian. But I thought, as soon as I went to university, they managed to shorten it to E.
Ha!
So proving that, given the opportunity, a university student will be certainly lazy enough to shorten anything.
That's amazing. I think Ian's a great name. I'm surprised. For?
Thanks very much.
Ian Stiffer?
Yeah, perhaps.
Ian Drew.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed this week's dive into things not good enough to go in our usual shows. Let's keep a little professionalism in the proceedings, though, by having Tom Merritt of Daily Tech News Show tell us some actual tech stuff that happened this week.
Hey, thanks, friends. This week on DTNS, we examined Apple's battery management in old iPhones, dug deep into kernel memory page tables and speculative execution to understand the Spectre and Meltdown chip flaws, discovered soft robots and oil-based artificial muscles, and talked quite a bit about the big trends coming up at CES this year. We'll be covering CES on Daily Tech News Show, all that and much more at DailyTechNewsShow.com. Back to you.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks to everyone for listening. See you in a week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.